This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A coalition of public lands advocates and historians is suing the Trump administration, accusing it of censoring American history and science at national parks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle.
Democracy Forward is leading the lawsuit, along with groups that include the National Parks Conservation Association. They allege that the Interior Department is ordering park staff to remove or edit out content about slavery, indigenous displacement, and climate change. They point to examples across the region. At Grand Canyon National Park in northern Arizona, exhibits on the forced removal of Native tribes were taken down. At Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site in southeastern Colorado, a sign describing a family's ownership of enslaved people was flagged for removal. And at Glacier National Park in Montana, references to climate change and melting glaciers were removed. The Interior Department pushed back, saying it is reviewing American history exhibits. It said the lawsuit was based on, quote, inaccurate and mischaracterized information. Supporters of the lawsuit say national parks are meant to tell the full American story, not a filtered one. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Colorado's snowpack remains at a record low for this time of year, but it's starting to improve. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says it's around 60% of normal across the state, so this week's snow in the mountains is a welcome, albeit brief, help.
The mountains will continue to see the snow through Friday, and then we're going to see things start to dry out a little bit this weekend. So expecting a little mountain snow early Saturday, skies will start to clear, and then we're going to see some drier, warmer weather late Saturday into Sunday.
This is CPR News. It's 7:06.